The Fleming Foundation.
Steve Bannon told a conservative group that Biden's project for a massive cancer moonshot is actually designed to replace the human race. Quote, in the lived experience of half of this room, or maybe more, we're going to get to a point where you're going to have humans 2.0, right? They're telling you that. They're funding that. This is not science fiction. This is fact, he told Turning Point attendees. Dr. Fleming, is Bannon believable or is Bannon bananas?
Well, Bannon is certainly bananas. Steve Bannon has always been a creator of fantasies and a teller of tall tales. And he doesn't just do this out of a creative imagination. The fact is, this is how he makes his living. He makes up all sorts of incredible things. Puts himself in front of the parade that's already going on, the parade of populist Americans who are basically fed up with the way things are being handled.
Yeah.
And then he says, hey, look at me. I'm a leader. Well, he's not a leader politically. He can't even get a haircut or shave. He's not a political leader. He's not an intellectual leader. He's an obvious ignoramus and neurotic.
Is this an extension of the replacement theory, the white genocide?
Yeah, well, the only thing wrong with the replacement theory that's been floating around right-wing circles is that it's much too conspiratorial. The ruling elite of the United States doesn't quite hate Americans or this country, but they certainly don't like anything about it that they see or they know. Mm. They hate our history. They hate our founding. They hate the European settlers. They're happy to make war on the American ethnic and cultural identity by all means possible. And that's what wokeness really is.
Yeah.
It's the politics of hate, especially the politics of self-hate. Huh. But the regime acts more instinctively. It's not like they sit down and think. They're not capable of rational thought. You watch Gavin Newsom or Joe Biden there. Even when Biden was a young man, he was incapable of reason. They're like a shark that senses blood in the water and they go for it. Of course, third world immigrants are better than the inhabitants of the United States. They're not American. The truth is that there's no point talking about Biden or the future or what they're planning to do.
Mm.
Basically, the human race has been more or less reinvented in North America and Europe already.
You mean genetically, like fluoride in the water, chemtrails, Area 51, Bill Gates plotting to use the COVID vaccine to implant people with location tracking microchips, or the government has put something sinister in the COVID vaccines. I get it. I knew it.
Well, not at all. In fact, both sides of the COVID argument and the vaccination argument were so nutty that they proved that we no longer are the same human race that has existed for many millennia. There's a principle in anthropology that in the human species, social or cultural evolution has replaced biological evolution. In biological evolution, you could see something called hypertrophy. Hypertrophy is when males begin to evolve to be more attractive to females, and it becomes not good for them. Like the Irish elk gets bigger and bigger antlers until finally it sinks in the bogs and is eaten by wolves.
Oh.
Because it always gets the chicks, so to speak. they kept on evolving in that direction. There are examples, but see, culturally, there are examples of this all over the world. Like in Africa, they liked, in certain tribes, they liked slender necks. So they started putting rings around the neck as a girl was growing up. And because that, and so culture imposes these kind of changes.
So like in the 70s, the leisure suit. Wild and crazy guy!
You're probably a Barry Manilow fan.
Mm.
Social and cultural changes engineered in our society today by about 1 or 2 or maybe even 5% of the population, the ruling elite. And their instruments are the media, education, the big institutions of the law, medical professions, especially psychiatry. But all we had to do was look at Dr. Fauci, the army, and even the churches, alas, most of them. C.S. Lewis, back in at the end of the 40s, he wrote a very important book. It's probably in many ways his most important book, at least of his non-scholarly books, called The Abolition of Man.
Right.
And in there, he argued that something that we will come to know in our world as genetic engineering engineering, when you combine it with behaviorist psychology, you know, of stimulus and response training and educational indoctrination, this would lead to the development of a new humanoid species that would be basically out of sync with the human race as it has been known throughout history.
Huh.
Now, Lewis, although he was a very brilliant man and a very admirable man, was not exactly versed in any of the relevant sciences you'd have to know to in order to talk about this. Still, he was obviously completely on target in his argument, and he quite correctly began his book with a discussion of a textbook that seemed to be suggesting that all values, whether of morals or society or good and evil or beautiful and ugly,
okay,
that these were all subjective. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Hmm.
Today, we can see that it's not biological change we have to fear, but the constant dehumanizing pressure of our educational establishments from kindergarten to graduate school, the media, the church, the
mm-hmm.
military,
mm-hmm.
to destroy all the common assumptions of the human race, such as the need to honor our parents or
yeah.
love our children,
yeah.
Being true to our spouses, oh. understanding we belong to one or the other gender,
right.
taking responsibility for ourselves. It's like we're in an absurdist play like Jean Ionesco's famous Rhinoceros, in which one by one you see your friends and everybody you know turning into these grunting, sweating, violent beasts. Or better still, my favorite science fiction, the greatest science fiction movie of all time, Don Siegel's Invasion of the Body Snatchers,
oh.
in which real human beings are replaced by pod people incapable of love or compassion. In the movie, the change takes place in the course of a single night. For us, it's taken two or three generations. But to quote Kevin McCarthy at the end of that movie, they're here already. And unfortunately, the they is us.
Please, if you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
This was a presentation of the Fleming Foundation.